thyself. This is a phrase that I feel like I repeat often. In moments of frustration, usually, because I've been dependent on someone else for something and they haven't been able to deliver, or not, I shouldn't say they have not been able, they have not delivered. And part of those reasons sometimes is someone not knowing their abilities or not wanting to admit their lack of ability or whatever. And that's really frustrating. I think that, yeah, this topic comes into play so much for me that I assumed that I had talked about it already, and I guess not. Not directly, like, just all about this, but I'm sure I've talked about this concept inside of other conversations. Know thyself. Figure it out. Figure out your strengths and your weaknesses. One, just so that you can build on those weaknesses and you can rely and trust those strengths for your own purposes. But also, they affect others around you constantly. And I mean, there's that first component of, if you don't know yourself well enough, if you don't know your strengths and your weaknesses, how are you going to operate in a way to do your best all the time? And how can you figure out what it is you need to work on if you don't know or admit or try to do the hard work of figuring out where you are lacking in skill or ability or whatever? If you don't know yourself and you don't want to do the work to figure yourself out and admit certain things, it doesn't seem like you have much of a priority on self-betterment, which is a problem, because I feel like if you don't have a priority on being the best version of yourself that you can be and striving to advance in these areas of humanity, then why are you here? What are you doing? You're probably not contributing very much positively to your immediate family and community and those around you. So may as well just not be here, I guess. That's kind of it, really. It's really simple. Maybe that's another reason I haven't talked about it. But the way that it comes up for me a lot in frustration of other people not knowing themselves is that a lot of people, some practice things like eternal optimism, where they just think that they can do this, they can do that, they can do whatever, that everything will work out, like they'll make it happen. And I've been in a relationship with somebody like that who genuinely was just like, yeah, I can do that. And I was like, I don't know if you can. People can do that, but I don't know if you can do that. And don't commit to this thing that if there's not a high success rate of you actually being able to do it, like, why commit to being like, yeah, I can do that? Like, don't overpromise, right? Like, you're supposed to underpromise and overdeliver, right? But it would happen frequently where, like, there's these positive things that they really want to do, and I'm like, okay, just because you want to do it and you recognize it as a good thing to do doesn't mean that you can do it or that you are capable. You have strengths and you have weaknesses, and if this is an area that is a weakness for you, don't commit to it like you know for sure, guaranteed, get it done. Because then it just became this repeated cycle of, well, I just, this thing happened or that thing happened or I tried. I'm like, yeah, but you tried, you say you tried, but you continually fail in this area because this is not an area of strength for you. It is a massive weakness. Treat it as such and say, I need help, I need support, or I cannot do that. I can do some of that. I can't do all of that. This is an area that I struggle with because of XYZ. It's just part of whatever. I'm not going to be able to do that for you. That's fine. I would much rather someone say that they can't do that than me then them committing to doing the thing, and then me realizing upon delivery time that they were not capable of doing the thing, they did not do it, and I trusted someone to do something that they should have known, this part is key, in advance they should have known they aren't able to produce. Because things happen, people make mistakes, emergencies happen, life happens, and it gets in the way sometimes of being able to accomplish things you set out to do, for you or for someone else, if someone's relying on you or not. That happens, but it's way different when it happens because you, 100% you, let it happen. And so for me, an example of how in my life, myself, the know thyself concept comes into play, because I know that my memory isn't photographic. I know that I struggle to remember things from time to time, and I know that I am capable of forgetting some things that are important. So I use the tools around me that I have access to support me. I write things down. I text myself. I write them on paper. I text myself. I put it in my calendar. I set alarms, you know, and when an alarm goes off, I reset the alarm for a future time again. So if I need to be reminded about an activity, I'm like, that's next week. I'm going to set a reminder for 2 days before it, just so I have that on my radar again. When that alarm goes off, I don't just, oh, that's in 2 days and that's it. Because then what's going to remind me about it the day of, right? So then I'll set another alarm. Maybe it's the day before, or maybe it's the day of, but it's 5 hours before the activity. I reset those alarms so that I'm aware of the activity or whatever until the event happens, and then I delete it. But you need to take that extra couple seconds to reset the alarm for another appropriate time, not just ignore the alarm unless the activity is about to happen right that second. Anyway, that's just one of those things. I don't trust my memory 100%, so I use the tools that I have to make up for that. That's an area of weakness. So I know that about myself, and because I know that, I have figured out ways that help me to remember stuff that I can't remember on my own. It's really that simple. Know yourself. Know thyself. What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? Big ones, small ones, whatever. What do you do with that knowledge? Well, first you have to get the knowledge. You have to dig deep. In filth it will be found, right? You have to figure out what those things are and really look in the mirror and sit with that for a bit. Sometimes it's not that big of a deal, right? Being like, oh, my memory sucks, I should do something about that. But some people, even with something small like that, I would say it's small, they refuse to admit that and just keep trying and trying and trying to do these things that they can't do, right? There are times where I still struggle with, I really need to write that down, but I'm so exhausted or I'm tired, I don't want to stop, or I don't want to whip my phone out right now, or I don't want to pull over in order to text myself that thing, and I lose that thought. I'm like, I'll try really hard to remember it, but if it is super important, I need to pull over, write it down. So there are times where they're not super important, but they are things that I'm like, oh yeah, I'd like to know that for later, and I mess up because I don't want to, whatever my priority is in that moment, right? But knowing yourself is important. This is obvious. Do the work, figure your stuff out, do what you can to accommodate for your weaknesses, build on them, sometimes make them strengths that way, sometimes they're just always going to be weaknesses, but you're aware of them and you know how to build bridges, I guess, to support yourself and those weaknesses, and figure out how you can be successful despite those weaknesses. And don't overcommit. right? Like, know yourself enough to realize what you are doing, what you're getting into, what you're committing to, what that involves, what, you know, I don't know. I'm losing it here. I'm not even going off the rails. I'm just petering out. Knowing yourself is important. That should be obvious for some people. I don't know why it's not. It just seems to be such a, I think part of it is that it is, you need to have a reflective and you need to have a reflective habit or nature, or you need to nurture that practice within yourself to reflect and take stock and think and ponder about yourself so that you can be aware of these things.